Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 14, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Maya Wallet announces partnership with Fondeadora. Maya Wallet, a digital payments enabler specializing in card tokenization, has partnered with Fondeadora, a Mexico-based financial service provider. Treasury Prime partners with Ambank. Treasury Prime has announced that Ambank has joined the Treasury Prime Bank Network to offer embedded banking solutions to customers. Temenos partners with InCountry. Switzerland-based Temenos has announced its partnership with InCountry in order to provide secure data residency for the Temenos Banking Cloud. PPRO raises 85 million euros in funding round. PPRO has completed a 85 million euros funding round, aimed at accelerating its development in key markets and optimize its global network of local payment methods. Calculum partners with Corpay. Financial AI and data analytics services provider Calculum has announced its partnership with Corpay, aiming to provide its customers with access to Corpay payments automation. IndusInd Bank launches Indus Payware. India-based IndusInd Bank has announced its partnership with MasterCard in order to launch Indus Payware, an all-in-one tokenizable wearable solution. The payment firm chooses SAA SCADA for payment services. Cloud-native core banking engine SAA SCADA has been selected by the payment firm to power its new payment services for SMEs and individuals. Point. ME and American Express join forces. Point.me has partnered with American Express to help eligible card members search reward flight options with American Express membership rewards points. Skippify partners with Synchrony. US-based fintech company Skippify has entered a strategic collaboration with Synchrony to allow the latter to leverage its payment infrastructure for enhanced checkout. IDNow advances Soteria Digital Identity Research Project. Germany-based identity verification platform IDNow has advanced the Soteria Digital Identity Research Project into its implementation phase. MPE 2024. Tokenization in the e-commerce space. In a panel discussing tokenization, panelist Susanna Kordumova, product manager at Netcetera, Stefan Hackenberg, solution sales director at Giesic Plus Devrent, Matteo Gamba, head of product, global payments and fraud at Wayfair, and John Noltensmeyer, CISO at Tokenix, spoke on network tokenization and what tokenization can do for merchant payments. NatWest invests in Icon Solutions. NatWest has taken a minority stake in British payments technology firm Icon Solutions. JP Morgan plans major rollout of biometric payments. JP Morgan Chase is planning a broad rollout of biometric payments with US retailers by early next year, enabling shoppers to make purchases by scanning their palms or faces. Rabobank, an ideal bid to smooth online payments. Dutch payments firm Ideal has partnered Rabobank to pilot a feature that makes it easier to make purchases at online stores. Banco BPI and Personetics introduce small business management app Pulsu. Portuguese bank Banco BPI and Personetics today announced the introduction of Pulsu, an independently branded application that empowers small and medium business, SMB, owners to manage their businesses. Adyen expands presence in San Francisco. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, has signed a new sublease to a 150,000-square-foot office building at 505 Brannan Street. Rift adds American Express to merchant payment options. Innovative payments provider, Rift, is upgrading its digital platform payments offering through a new partnership with global payments company, American Express. Brokerage as a service platform Lemon Markets goes live. Berlin-based brokerage as a service platform Lemon Markets has gone live in cooperation with Deutsche Bank, BNP Paribas, and Tradegate. AZEX consults on proposed replacement for Chess clearing and settlement system. Today AZEX released a public consultation paper calling for feedback on the two-stage approach it has proposed for the delivery of Chess replacement, as well as the proposed implementation plan for the clearing service, which is to be delivered in the first release. Canadian securities regulators begin consultation on sustainability disclosure standards. The Canadian Securities Administrators, CSA, today welcome the launch of the Canadian Sustainability Standards Board's, CSSB, consultation on Canadian Sustainability Disclosure Standards 1 and 2. CMC Prime integrates with Ares Ohms. CMC Connect, a leading provider of liquidity and white-label trading solutions, has announced that orders for its CMC Prime service can now be placed via the Ares platform. Alexander Ketch to become new CEO of global legal entity Identifier Foundation. The GLEIF Board of Directors today announces the appointment of Alexander Ketch to the position of Chief Executive Officer, CEO, effective June 26, 2024. Muimos collaborates with FX Back Office for streamlined broker onboarding. Danish reg tech firm, Muimos and Cyprus-based FX CRM provider FX Back Office, FXBO, have formed a partnership to provide a streamlined onboarding, KYC and CRM solution for FX brokers worldwide. Flow poaches new COO Umaira Akram from LSEG. Flow, the fintech platform reshaping the private markets, has appointed Umaira Akram as Chief Operating Officer, COO. EchoPay launches open banking services. EchoPay has launched its open banking solutions in order to improve customer experience and reduce payment costs for food service wholesalers in the UK. Teachers Venture Goth invest $80 million MLN in Perfios. Canada-based Teachers Venture Growth has invested $80 million in Perfios, an Indian fintech that provides real-time credit underwriting solutions to financial institutions. SAP announces a new composable payment solution. Germany-based SAP has announced a new composable payment solution to help retailers keep up with changing customer expectations. Australia wants to regulate BNPL products as credit. The Albanese government has opened a consultation on draft legislation that would categorize BNPL products as credit in Australia. Icon Solutions secures investment from NatWest. UK-based bank NatWest has announced a strategic minority investment in Icon Solutions, a payments technology and consultancy services provider. Medsferlis taps IDENFI to protect online health industry in UK. UK-based digital healthcare tech company Medsferlis has partnered with RegTech IDENFI to automatically assess risks and detect fraud for its online healthcare platform. Hong Kong invites applications for Phase 2 CBDC pilot program. Hong Kong's central bank is inviting interested parties to submit applications for Phase 2 of its eHucked CBDC pilot program. Visa, Marex and Paymate partner for B2B rental collections. Visa, NYSE, V, the world's leader in digital payments, Marex Investment, and Paymate have partnered to digitize B2B rental collections through Visa's BPSP solution provided by Paymate. Echo and Preemies join forces to offer carbon-conscious shopping experience. Embedded sustainability fintech. Echo has partnered with Preemies, the leading customer experience solution. Rhymes debuts AI-powered Data Lakehouse Copilot. Rhymes is pleased to announce the launch of its Data Lakehouse Copilot. The large language model, LLM, powered by the AI Copilot quickly provides unique insights from data using natural language. Flow hires new COO Umaira Akram from LSEG. Flow, the fintech platform reshaping the private markets, has appointed Umaira Akram as Chief Operating Officer, COO. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.